Chapter 23. Aboard the Jade Shadow.
Ben, Luke, and Vistara gazed through the transperisteel screen at the Rockhound. Ben had been told it would be an incredibly useful thing to have, that it was big and powerful and could fly escort over the smaller ships like a protective entity. A huge, hideous, bug-like protective entity. The Rockhound was, without a doubt, the ugliest thing he had ever laid eyes on. The thing was certainly large. His dad hadn't misinformed him about that. More than 2 kilometers long, in fact. But with what looked like at least 100 telescopic legs with which to cling to asteroids dangling from a flat belly, a rounded back, and a circular head at the bow where the bridge and the living quarters were. Well,
it looks like an insect,
Vistara said succinctly, her nose wrinkled in disapproval.
How unattractive.
It's supposed to hang on to asteroids, Ben found himself saying. It doesn't need to be pretty.
Why was he contradicting her? He agreed with her. And yet, briefly, he wondered if all girls elicited this response from teenage males, or if it was just Sith girls. She eyed him.
Simply because something is functional doesn't mean it needs to be ugly. Take the lightsaber, for instance. It is highly functional and very deadly, and yet it is a thing of beauty.
We can argue about the need for aesthetics and prospecting vessels later, Luke said. There was a trace of exhaustion in his voice. And I would imagine if the Rockhound turns out to save lives, we'll all find it very beautiful indeed. Take us in, Ben.
The Rockhound did not grow lovelier the closer it got. It looked barely space-worthy, dinged, dented, and repaired. But then again, the same could be said for the Millennium Falcon. Ben could see now that the legs extended from the rim of the ship's underbelly, and that the flat base of the vessel was covered with huge, circular tractor beam projection fields. His respect for the decrepit old ship went up a few notches. If those things still worked as intended, the old tug really could haul something mammoth, or several small things.
You could retool those to extend a field around several smaller ships, Ben said. Protect them.
I bet Lando has already thought of that, Luke said.
He's usually a step ahead of everyone when it comes to tinkering.
Ben thought about the first time they had gone through the mall. Imagined going through it again with this behemoth flying above them, and suddenly decided he could like the Rockhound. Luke touched a button.
Jade Shadow to Rockhound. Glad you could join us, Lando.
Lando's voice sounded surprisingly weary.
Me too, buddy. Listen, I know everyone wants to head on in, but I want to show you around this old tug before we take her into the maw.
There was something not quite right about this. Ben saw his father's eyes narrow ever so slightly. Luke was facing away from Vistara, so she probably hadn't caught the gesture. Ben kept tight control over what he projected in the Force as he heard his dad answer casually,
Sure, be right over. But let's make it fast, okay?
About the length of a sabacc game if you were playing against Han,
Lando said with a hint of his old cheer.
Sounds good. Jade Shadow out.
Luke rose.
Ben, you're in command until I return.
Sure, Ben said. Walk you to the headhunter?
He turned to Vistara.
Be right back. Don't touch anything.
She made a slightly disgusted sound.
Of course I won't.
It was almost, but not quite, a game. Ben knew that the moment they were out of sight, she would be sitting at the controls. She probably wouldn't touch anything. Any attempt to contact the Sith vessels would be automatically recorded in the ship's databank. But she'd observe. She knew it, and he knew it. Ben mentally shrugged. It was what it was, and whatever Lando had to tell his dad was more important. He'd picked up that much from Lando's tone of voice.